Hello, everyone. It is the Nutrition Nerd, and today I'm going to give you a quick history lesson. So my boyfriend and I love to go on dinner dates, and our favorite places to eat are always all-you-can-eat sushi restaurants. It's hard to imagine a time when sushi joints weren't on every American corner, but it turns out sushi didn't actually come onto the American scene until 1966. The 1960s were a time of rebellion, a time when young gourmands were eager to try new cuisines. So raw fish and cold rice sounded like the perfect shocking meal for social adventurous 20-somethings. The first authentic sushi joint, named Kawafuku, opened in 1966 in Los Angeles, Little Tokyo. It was a two-story operation. The bottom floor served more accessible Asian cuisine, while the top floor hosted a sushi bar. Aside from the niche community of young, adventurous diners, the sushi scene was originally popular only among Japanese immigrants. But this would all quickly change. Mainstream media would start catching photos of Hollywood stars being regulars at local sushi joints, and in 1977, the Senate would issue its Dietary Goals for the United States report, in which health professionals encouraged Americans to eat more fish. It wasn't long before sushi became a mainstream, healthful alternative to a meal out with friends and family. The Americanized sushi we know today came around in the 1970s with the birth of the California roll, and by the 1980s, sushi was so popular that chefs began taking creative risks, adding anything and everything to their recipes, from cream cheese to mayo to even fruit. This has been the Nutrition Nerd. Hopefully you learned something new today, and I will catch you in the next one.